Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Thought Girl Summer. We have the legendary TFM, Turd Flinging Monkey, in studio today. TFM, do you have any stories from Thought Girl Summer, from your time in the service?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, I got stories of, like, the military is dirty. It's especially, I was in the Navy, so you have girls just... Like, I was on an all-male ship once. I'm not going to say which one, but we were on an all-male ship. We were getting ready for a deployment. And, you know, whenever you're getting ready for a deployment, everyone has to get their dental exams. They have to get cleared by dental. And so we didn't have enough time. There are a lot of people who hadn't been to the dentist in a while. And so they had to get their dental checkups before we started our deployment. So they brought on a dental, you know, like a dental corpsman and some female dental assistants onto the ship.
Oh god.
So there was So now the thing is there were two female dental assistants. One of them was actually a fairly attractive blonde girl, but she had a boyfriend, and to her credit, she didn't do anything with anyone. She was just she didn't fuck around. But there was a short, chubby
one,
and she fucked everybody. And the thing is in the Navy, like, people have no shame in the Navy. They will fuck a chick immediately after someone else just got finished coming. And, like, it's like fucking a vanilla pudding cup. Like, they don't care.
Oh, fuck.
But TFM, you know that the shape of the human penis is specifically designed to scoop out other men's semen.
Yeah, but it's fucking gross, man. Like, so I don't care how hot she is. I don't care how thirsty you are. When there's another dude's cum dripping out of her pussy and you're like, I gotta get me some of that. No. Ew. Why?
This is the story we came for, Drex.
They ran a fucking train. Well, no, they didn't just run a train. So she had, like, this kind of, like, a reverse harem. Like, you know, like an anime. They have, like, a harem anime where there's, like, a guy. He's got, like, a dozen girls chasing. Like, this girl had, like, a dozen guys around her at all times, hanging on her every word. And they're all just trying to get their dick wet. And they would literally, it was, like, just, it was just, like, fucking running a train on her, fucking her in every hole. Guys, like, she ended up breaking a sink. They were fucking on a sink somehow, and she ended up breaking the porcelain on the sink.
Oh, shit. But you said she was chubby anyway, right? Short and chubby.
Yeah, she was short and chubby. But, like, in the Navy, it's like prison. Like, think about prison. The Navy is like a floating prison. So you can't leave. You're underway for, like, 3 weeks at a time, and you're in port for about, a week. But you can only leave the ship for a day or two because you have to do watches. So you have a month of income burning a hole in your pocket. You have one day to actually, like, get drunk or get laid. So that's why guys are always running to the whorehouse or running to the bar because they have no time. They're back on the ship the next day, and then it's another 3 weeks of nothing. So, and when it's an all-male ship, there's nothing happening. There's no, like, you could, like, jerk off to porn or something. That's about all there is. So when there was a girl on the ship, it doesn't matter that she's, like, a two.
Like, in fact, Thirsty Thursday's a real thing.
And the Navy, honestly, if you're an ugly girl, like, you know, join the Navy. That is, like, you want to talk about your sexual marketplace value. That's a sexual marketplace value multiplier. Because, like, and if you're a five and you join the military and you join, like, the Navy or something, you're instantly a queen. Like, they will worship you like you're, like, a fucking 10 out of 10. And if you're, like, an ugly, fat, chubby bitch, they will still, someone will still fuck you. I saw that when I was in when I was in A school, like, after boot camp, where that you learned your job, the ugliest girl I've ever seen in my entire life.
No.
This chick. You know that movie Mask with Cher
and there's a guy with
Elephant Titus?
You better stop.
She looked like that. I'm not even joking. She looked like the fucking Mask, and she had pale freckled legs that had, like, cottage cheese rolls. She looked like someone took a fat old lady and smushed her down into, like, a normal body.
And
she was the ugliest thing. Like, she, like, under any normal circumstances,
so she was
no
a zero.
Fucking way in hell. She was, like, yeah, she, like,
she was a zero.
She was a zero. Like, I like, who would fuck her? You know who'd fuck her? Someone was fucking her because she got pregnant. Someone was fucking her and coming in her pussy.
Drex, now you have to take care of Susan.
Oh, no, it's, fuck.
It's, but in the, that's the Navy. It's like, there's so few girls and you're underway for so long that you just like, your standards go to shit.
You ever been on a submarine?
No, I wasn't on a submarine.
We just got finished talking with RPM. He was telling us some of his best stories from his time in the Navy, and God, they were good.
It was dirty. There was a girl, she was flirting with me, and she actually invited, she just, like, here's the thing. When girls are sluts, they don't, there's no time for hard to get. There's no time for romance. It's like, you know, you're talking to them. Within 30 seconds, they're inviting you to their room. And I said no, because I, no. And she just, like, moved on. Like, okay, I understand. Just next guy down the list. Like, she was flirting with me.
Yep.
I said no. She just turned to the, now, here's the thing. As a guy, imagine a girl is flirting with a different guy, and she gets rejected, and then she turns to you. Most guys would be like, hey, I'm the silver medal. That's a little bit offensive. Like, I'm not the first guy you wanted to flirt with. Like, I'm your silver medal. Like, I feel a little bit hurt. But no, this guy didn't give a fuck. Yeah, he just like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to get my dick wet. So he just like went off to her room and they fucked. And it was that simple. Like, he didn't care that like she was flirting with me first and I told her no. Like, he just knew he was going to get laid. And man, it was so bad. And these girls, they didn't care. And the thing is, the guys don't care. Like, there are a lot of guys who wouldn't double up on a chick because it's kind of gay. Like, sure, you're fucking a chick doggy style and while she's sucking another guy's dick and you're high-fiving over her back. Now, if you're comfortable with your sexuality, the fact there's another naked man in the room may or may not bother you. But a lot of guys have a problem with that. You know, they don't want to, like, see a bunch of naked dudes with their dicks flopping around while they're having sex. They want to, like, have some more intimate privacy. But in the Navy, all that shit goes out the window. You know, like, there'll be, like, guys, you know, your guy's fucking her doggy style. She's sucking another guy's dick. Four guys are jerking off on her at the same time. They're like, they're fucking surrounding her like it's a fucking human sacrifice. And they're like brazing her with their cum as she's like getting spit roasted by two other guys. And they don't think it's gay at all.
No,
like,
man,
you're jerking off with all these other guys in the same fucking room. You're all standing around naked together with a boner. Like, that's kind of fucking gay.
Oh, man. Now, Leximus told us a story from the Army about a guy getting Fleece Johnson. Do you have anything like that?
Well, what is Fleece Johnson?
Oh, he's the booty warrior. If you ever saw Boondocks, you heard that? I likes you and I wants you. So that he's based on a real dude who was taking cheeks, man. So he's known as the booty warrior.
Yeah, in prison.
In prison, that's him.
So, yeah, there's no one was raping anybody. So that the one thing is, in the military, they're very big on rape. And that's because, like, this happened before I joined the military. There was a really big scandal in the Army a few years back where there was like a lot of rape happening. Like, sergeants and everybody were basically raping their female subordinates and pressuring them into having sex. And it was a big deal. And a lot of people were sent to prison where they're turning big rocks into little rocks. So they're very big on consent and rape. There wasn't any rape, but there were some fucking skanks and some sluts. And like, I made up a joke about like, cause in the, an A school, all the females, their rooms were all on the first floor, which in the Navy is called a deck. So the first deck was all the female rooms, and the men slept on the second, third, and, you know, the higher floors. So, you know, all the girls were on the first floor. And so if you just like ask yourself like, oh, you know, so-and-so like, oh, who is she? Oh, she's the chubby slut on the first deck. And the joke was like, that didn't narrow it down because all the girls in the Navy were chubby sluts on the first.
God damn.
This was better than I could have hoped for.
That's beautiful. Ah, shit. Fucking TFM.
Yeah, the Navy's dirty. All the stories are true.
Dude, I know. We had my parents kept foster kids. One of the foster kids ended up going to the Navy. He's actually up in Norfolk now, and you know how Norfolk is if you're familiar with military communities and stuff. It's nothing but fucking thottery and cheating and infidelity and fuck shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
When the ships leave, like, the ships will leave, and all the girlfriends, all the wives will go home, and they know for a fact their husbands or boyfriends are going to be gone for 6 months. So they'll actually have, like, a boyfriend move in.
Yep.
They'll have a guy, like, and you'll see this, the ship will leave, and then guys will just start moving into these guys' houses, fucking their girlfriends or wives while they're gone. And they'll just leave when the ship's due to come home.
Yep.
And it's just like, everyone's doing it. It's not everyone. It's like a lot of it. It's really, really fucked up. But it happened. It's so common. It's not even.
Well, meanwhile, you have someone beside you on the ship with a picture of a girl saying, "That's waiting for me at home." And she's faithful.
Well, no. The problem is the military actually sets men up to be divorce raped because they actually pay you extra money if you're married. It's called BAH. So if you're just a single guy, your pay is actually pretty dog shit. But if you're married, you could be low rank and you could still make good money because of the BAH. It's basically they give you housing allowance. So they calculate roughly what it would cost to live out in town, including rent and utilities. And they give you that so that you can live out in town with your family. Well, so what happens is guys, they get dollar signs in their eyes. And these guys are like E1s, E2s, E3s, like they're just at a boot camp. And they can basically triple their income by getting married. So these guys, and there are so many thoughts who literally just camp out outside of military bases,
yep,
looking for these thirsty guys at a boot camp to marry them because, yep, it is their golden ticket. And the military knows exactly what they're doing. So these guys, they're basically incentivized financially to get married to women they barely know. And so there's women who prey on military men. They marry them, they get a baby, and then they just whore it up and everything. And these guys, like, yeah, they get completely ruined. And the military deliberately serves up the military man on a silver platter to the family, yeah, court. Uh-huh. Like, they will represent the woman. They won't represent the man. Yeah. Even though the man is in the military, the woman isn't, they'll represent the woman. And here's why they do it. It's really fucked up. When they divorce rape the man, they basically, because he's in the military.
Slave.
So as long as you're in the military, your housing is free and your food is free. Because you have a DFAC, a dining facility, or a chow hall, and you get BAH, and you have free healthcare. So you don't have a lot of expenses. You can basically live on base, live on the ship, eat the food on the ship, and you don't really have many expenses. So they literally give all of your income to her. So all your income goes to your ex-wife. But you're not starving. You have a place to live. You have a place to sleep. You're fine. But you can never leave.
Yep.
They have you for 20 years.
They have you for 20. Yep. Even if, like, something happens, like, you know, your kid, he turns 18. Well, after 18 years, you only have 2 years until retirement. So you might as well finish out your 20 years and get retirement. So they know that whenever they serve these young guys up to be divorce raped, they're literally getting them for 20 years. And you can never leave the military. No matter how bad they treat you, no matter what they do to you, you will re-enlist. They could send you to war, back-to-back deployments. You will re-enlist because you can't leave. If you try to leave, there's no way you're going to be able to keep up with your child support.
Yep.
Because she's getting all of your income. What the fuck are you going to do that's going to give you that? And then if you do increase your income, they can go to court and actually increase your child support based on your increased income. So you can't win. The only way to win is to basically stay in the military and live in the government-provided housing and get your government-provided food and get your government-provided health care and basically have very little in the way of expenses, and then give your wife all your money.
Ugh.
And then do that for 20 years. And the military does this deliberately because they have a guaranteed supply of guys who are going to do their full term. And they'll never question anything. They won't stand up for themselves. They're broken slaves.
Yep, I told you, they're slaves.
Drex, how can these kids still have hope?
Well, they don't. Why do you think the military has so much suicide? Like, so, but it's fucked up because the military knowingly does this. And they use, like, you know, these young, horny guys are just at a boot camp. A lot of them just get out of high school. They have some money. They have 3 months of pay burning a hole in their pocket. They, you know, and then all these girls, I've seen it so many times. These girls will just love bomb these guys. So imagine being an 18-year-old kid. Now, usually what happens is you turn 18, all the girls your own age disappear because they're all fucking guys in their 30s and stuff with cars and money. So you either have cougars who are, you know, ew, or you're basically getting love bombed by gold diggers who are trying to, and the military, because the way they serve the men up and they hook the woman up, it creates a culture of women who know this and they take advantage of it. So they will prey on these young military guys. They'll love bomb them. They'll try to sperm jack them. They'll try to get pregnant by them. They'll try to get convince them to marry them because they know that when they divorce them, they're going to get everything on a silver platter. So it's just, it's basically you have these skanks and gold diggers on one hand and you have the military and they're basically inadvertently conspiring with each other to enslave you.
Honestly, I want to go back to the thought stories. At least they were funny. You know what I mean? This is just depressing.
I don't think so. I think it's great. You know what? I got to be honest with you. TFM, I think all of it is great, right? The horrible guy, you know, the guy's getting served up to the courts. I think that's great. I think the thoughts surrounding like buzzards is great. I think all, and here's why, TFM. It's pure, unadulterated truth, right? Now, TFM, you would go tell guys, don't do it, right? It's a scam. What does it say that a young man, even because like you said, now think about that. By definition, that's hypergamy, right? He's looking for the bigger, better deal. All they see, and RPM has said this, these guys see dollar signs. Because I know lots of military guys, right? And what I've noticed is they're the biggest simps. They're the first one, like you just said, they're the first ones to get married. They're the first ones to protect women, protect the country. I go, this country doesn't give a shit about you. They don't give one fuck about you. Okay? They don't.
It's actually, so think about it. Being in the military is inherently a sacrificial job. Mm-hmm. You're running towards people trying to kill you. You know, so there is an element of heroism and sacrifice. So it's very easy to cross-pollinate where you have white knights and simps.
Yep. But see, TFM, I want the women to do that job because see, they're stunning and brave and they're equal, right? So war deaths are 98% of war deaths are men. And I'm trying to convince guys not to be sacrificial lamb. And I tell them, no, that's a job for women. Getting blown up and coming back with hooks for hands, that's a job for women, not you. But these guys won't listen. You know, TFM, I have said openly, I want to end all hope. I don't want men to have hope in relationships, right? I don't want them to just go around going, but TFM, what about my unicorn? No. Okay? I don't want them at any hope. None. Zero. TFM, do you know who we had on last night? She was supposed to be on for 1 minute. She ended up being on for 2 hours. We had Vic Mignogna's mom on chat in the live chat, right? I asked her straight up. I said, Mama Vic, with all your experience, what you've seen out there, especially right now in the current climate, how many women out there can you honestly say what percent is marriageable? You know what she said, TFM?
Probably none of them.
Zero.
Yeah.
Not 1%. There's still some good girls left. She said she's proud to say that she doesn't have any grandchildren. She doesn't want them in this world.
Well, I mean, look. It's a shit show. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. We have sex robots.
Shout out to Phil on that one. Hey, TFM, thank you so much for coming in, telling us your Thought Girl summer stories. Really appreciate it, man. We're going to wrap this up because they're supposed to be only 20-minute short segments.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, have a good night, TFM.